Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
How many just want to say thank you to Jesus? I just want to say thank you. He has been and is forever good to us. Godfrey, is it good? Glory be to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Are we there? In everything, give thanks. In how many things? Everything is what? It's all. Does all include good times? Does it include bad times? Does it include tough times? Does it include not so tough times? Does it include when people don't like you? Does it include when people like you? What if when you lose your job? Hey, the amen now just another. Someone say, in everything. Do what? Give thanks. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. It is so easy to give thanks when everything is going well. In fact, your thanksgiving is, you know, it is offered freely. But the day it becomes a bit rough, even thank you doesn't come to mind. What am I thanking for? Because hubima, it's rough, it's tough. But God says, in all things, we must give thanks. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. God is greater than all of us. God is all-knowing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows the end of the thing at the beginning of it. As it starts, he already knows how it will end. God knew our journeys before we were even formed in our mother's womb. He said to Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you came into existence, he already knew you. He said to Isaiah, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So we have to learn to thank him even when we don't feel like it. Because his ways are higher than our ways. I listen to what I'm saying. In everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? Concerning who? Concerning you, isn't it? Put your hands together for the word of God. Come to Ephesians chapter 20. Sorry, chapter 5, verse 20. Were you reading for me? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. And give thanks for everything to God, the Father.
Give thanks for what? Some things. A few things. Only the ones we like. Everything is everything. Hey! What if at home there's no meat? Everything. We are eating pap and is muroho. Imuroho. What if you don't have a Nike? Everything. And Adidas and the what else?
Everything.
What if you don't have a car?
We give.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What if we don't have a job?
We give.
Read one more time.
And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the living God. Amen. Amen. So, one of the reasons why I'm preaching what I'm preaching today is that it came to my heart over the 2 weeks ago that I want to establish in this church that the first week of every month is a Thanksgiving week. You understand? By the grace of God, all our prayers during that week should be Thanksgiving prayers. All our meeting, everything concerning Healing Fire Ministries, the first week of every month, we just want to say thank you. The first offering of every Sunday, of the first Sunday of every month is a Thanksgiving offering. Why? Because the Bible says, this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus Christ. In other words, in the will of God, God wants us to have a grateful heart. A heart that is always saying thank you. In the good times, Lord, thank you. You know, when Job went through his horrible, horrible experiences, I see losing businesses, I see losing money, but losing his children, that is extremely, extremely difficult. 10 in one day. How many? In how many days? You know, we have a couple of new mothers in the church, and I saw one of them wrote in their status that their child is their life. Something of that sort. Now imagine you have 10 of these, my child is my life. And all my child is my life, all of them in one day. Gone. Will there be some thank you? After such an experience. Am I in church or I've gone home? Did I come to the right church? I feel like I'm lost. All right. Oh, you don't like what I'm saying? If you walk with God a little bit, you realize that your end will be okay. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, say your end will be okay. Yeah, so don't be too much distracted by the ongoings that happen while you are still going there. Amen. He's working it out. Amen. For our good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. So the first week of every month, I want you to tell yourself, I want you to remind yourself that this week I just want to say thank you to my God. Whether I have money or don't have money, I want to say thank you. Whether I have a job or don't have a job, I want to say thank you. Whether I am healed or unhealthy or sick, or I just want to say thank you. I want to thank him. At least I'm still alive. At least I still have breath. If I'm still alive, my job is still coming. If I'm still alive, one day I will drive a car. If I'm still alive, I will be educated. If I'm as long as I'm still alive, I can be healed. My sicknesses can fall away. So I just want to say thank you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'll do my best, the Holy Ghost giving me the grace and the strength and helping me to remind you every week that it is a Thanksgiving week of every first month, first week of every month. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it said, this is the will of God. Amen. Concerning you and me. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, I always say to myself that there are many things that I struggle with. But the things that I don't struggle with, I don't want to fail on those. Should I explain what I'm talking about? Amen. Now, the will of God is the standard that God expects from us. Praying every day. Seeking him every day. sacrificing. Look at Jesus. In the will of God, he was supposed to come to the earth with one mission: to die. Now, dying is not easy. You should try it. You'll see it's not easy. I understand what I'm saying. Amen. It's not easy. Nobody wants to die. Even when Jesus, when the time was close for him to die, he started saying, Lord, are you sure? If it is possible, isn't there a plan B, a plan C, a plan D? And God didn't give any answer. The Bible says an angel came to strengthen him. To be strengthened means it is what it is. Now, if God would want you to die, if God was saying his will for your life is to die, will it be an easy thing to do? Now, if he's saying his will is for you to say thank you, that's an easy one compared to dying, compared to serving him, compared to all the other things that he wants us to do. The thank you one is the simplest one of all that we can do. If we fail in the one of trying to die for him, sacrifice, take up the cross and follow him, if we are struggling there, let us not struggle in the easy ones, like just to say thank you. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah. If at school you have 6 subjects or 7 subjects, don't fail all of them. At least one. Amen. Just go home and say, Mama, at least one nyana. Like you pass it. Not that all 6, yeah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, so I'm going to try to preach my message in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and then we will close. Now, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks.
Amen.
Now, what that means is that God expects you and I to express our thanksgiving. Someone say express. Express means to show it.
Amen.
To manifest it. You can't just it's just in your heart. Okay, I'm thankful. And yes, that's good. But he also wants you to show it. Push your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you are not allowed to even look sleepy in our church. Even if you look like you are sleepy, it's a very bad thing. Push your neighbor, say, wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm watching you very carefully. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm watching you. I'm a policeman. I'm looking for sleeping people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, to express is to convey a feeling. Okay? To convey a feeling. In this case, the feeling that we want to convey is the feeling of gratitude.
Amen.
The feeling of thank you, Lord.
Amen.
To convey a feeling either by words, number one, or by deeds, actions. So there's 2 dimensions of thanksgiving. There's a dimension of saying, Lord, thank you. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I acknowledge that it is you who is doing these things in my life. I acknowledge that you are the one who saved me. I acknowledge that it is you who is providing for me. It is you who is giving me health. Do you understand? That's acknowledgement. But there's another level where there's action that is required. Where words alone are not enough. Because there are people who their words are this direction, but their action is this direction. Am I talking to somebody or I'm here alone? So today, for a very short time, I just want to give you some things that we can do to express our gratitude to our God. First Chronicles, chapter 16. We'll take it from verse 8. First Chronicles, chapter 16, reading from verse 8.
First Chronicles, chapter 16, from verse 8. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim.
Give thanks to the Lord. All right? Now, everything that he's about to say after the giving of thanks that he mentioned there is some things that we can do that express our thanksgiving. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, number one, give thanks to the Lord, and then what does it say?
And proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes, sing his praises.
Read verse 8 one more time.
Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done.
All right, pause there. Let me read it in the King James. What translation is that?
NLT.
NLT has removed what I want. In the King James it says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Someone say, call upon his name. That calling upon his name there means pray. Someone say, pray.
Pray.
When you are a person who prays, you are a person who is expressing their gratitude to God. So he says, give thanks. How? How can I give thanks? He says, pray. Call unto his name.
Amen.
Pray in his name.
Amen.
Now imagine, God creates human beings. Are you here?
Yes.
Makes this perfect place for them. Makes a beautiful garden for them. Gives them everything they need. They fall into sin. Find they fall into sin, and God decides to have a redemption plan for them. He decides that these ones, I want to forgive them, even though they have done bad, which, by the way, is the first of his kind in all eternity.
Amen.
Do you know that this earth that we are living in has been destroyed before?
Amen.
Totally destroyed. The first sin that ever took place in the whole universe was the sin of pride by Lucifer. When pride was found in his heart, and when he had convinced a third of the angels, where they turned against God and where they wanted to be greater than the Most High. How can you be higher than the Most High? So they wanted to be higher than the Most High. When God found out, he kicked them out of it. And he kicked them into the earth and it destroyed the earth. There was no that, ish, they made a mistake. Jesus, go die for them. There was nothing like that. Judgment, same time. Now you and me, we fall into sin. And we keep sinning. Some of us sin today between the time you woke up to now, there was some sinning. Some of you here, you've already lied. But go guy. Well, if you look up, you will see me. That time you are waking up. You've already sinned. Some of you, the dream that you are dreaming, you are sinning. Just in your sleep, you are also sinning. But this time he said, if you just confess your sins, I will forgive you. Amen. Till today, Satan is still waiting for his, he hasn't gotten that, okay, I'm sorry. And then God says, okay, I forgive you, come back. There's nothing like that for him. It's only for you and me. Amen. Now with all that has been done for you, you can't even say, Lord, in your name, Lord, I pray, Lord, nothing, zero. That you are not expressing gratitude. All right, I said 5 minutes. Number two, keep reading.
Verse 9, sing unto him, sing.
Start verse 8 again.
Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work.
Amen. So number one, you express your gratitude by prayer. Okay? By being prayerful. Okay? Yeah. Number two, you express your gratitude by making known his deeds and his wondrous works. By making known. God has saved you not cheaply. In the book of Acts, he said he bought you with his own blood. Isn't that chelete or gama in diamonds? What is diamonds gasut? Tamane. It sounds like you are saying that man. Chauta. Is chauta not gold? But you understand what I mean. He didn't buy you with all these things. The Bible says, with his own blood. That was the price that he bought you with. So the Bible says, to express your gratitude, the least you can do is to tell somebody else. Amen. Just tell somebody. Amen. What your God has done for you. Amen. What he keeps doing for you. Amen. Isn't it simple? Amen. You know, Bishop Doug once preached a similar message. And he said he wants his life to be like a pencil. And that his life must be just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The story of his life must express his gratitude to God. Amen. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Amen. I've been to school. I did my trick, finished it, got a qualification, went to work in Santon. But I felt that what I'm doing here, how is it giving gratitude to my God? I decided to leave everything so that my life can be a pencil or a pen. That the story of my life will be a story of gratitude. That I'm grateful that you saved me. I'm grateful that you loved me when I was unlovable. Amen. You see, you have seen me now as a pastor. You should have seen me before I was a pastor. The blood of Jesus really works. It's not a scam. I'm telling you, it's not a scam. This thing works. It works. It works. It works. If it could change my life, it works. So now my life is a life of just talking about him. That's my whole life. Amen. It's my way of saying thank you.
Amen.
For what you have done for me.
Amen.
And I want to talk about him till my last breath. Amen. I pray that God will grant me the grace that on my last day I'll be preaching.
Amen.
On my last day I'll be serving him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Mzalwane, don't be a mute Mzalwane. Your family members need to hear what God, what your God has done for you. Some years ago in my family, people have been dying. Almost every year we would go to a funeral. That our home was now known for funerals. Every year there was a tent. We are burying someone. And the last person we buried was my grandfather. On my way there, the Lord said to me, when you get there, when you are given the mic, I want you to pray. I said, no. I said, I'm afraid. When you get the mic, you are rather supposed to talk about the person who has died and appreciate their life. I said, it's abnormal to take the mic and pray. And he kept quiet. Sometimes silence is heavier than words. So I was driving. I was with my siblings. And I think my wife was also in the car. And we were driving from Pretoria to KZN. We were talking. But in my heart, there was a war. Will I obey? Will I not obey? Will I obey? Will I not obey? And the program had not been yet cast in stone. It had not been written. So when I got there, because I'm the firstborn of my grandparents' grandchildren from my mother's side, I was supposed to talk. Do you understand? Just based on the fact that I was first. I did everything to avoid the mic. I did everything. So when my mother said, you're going to talk? I said, And I said, okay, no, this one is going to. I said, yes, this one will talk. And then, yeah, this one can talk. And so as the program went on, the MC kept giving me the mic. And as much as I tried to avoid the mic landed on my hand. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, you can't sleep here. You can't sleep. You can't sleep. Please. Hallelujah. What was I saying? The mic landed in my hand again. I said, hey, this thing, it keeps coming here. Then I said, let us pray. And I prayed. And I issued a decree that in this family there will be no death of a person who is younger than 70. And I took the mic and gave it to somebody else. And I don't think nobody understood what I was doing. After the funeral, one of my aunts came to me. It's only one of them and my wife who recognized what I did. My answer, thank you for that prayer. Ever since I prayed it, we have not tasted funeral. We haven't tasted it. Somebody sent me a dream they had and said they saw one of my aunts dying. After I said, thank you for giving me the dream. After that, I said, Lord, it's impossible. It's not possible. I have prayed in obedience to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see in my family, I'm a light.
Amen.
Even though I don't jump, hey, I'm a light. Hey, I'm a light.
Just
in secret, in my own space, I'm a light. So my life must talk of his deeds.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there somebody you are telling about Jesus? Is there somebody encouraging with regarding to the deeds, the power, the glory of your master?
Amen.
He expects that from us as a way of expressing our gratitude. Sometimes in your family, tell somebody. Sometimes where you work, tell somebody. Sometimes in your neighborhood, tell somebody. Amongst your neighbors, tell somebody about Jesus. You know, the Bible in Matthew chapter 13 and also in Luke, it describes the word of God as a seed. Someone say the word of God is a seed. It's a seed. Even if we are telling people and they're acting as though they are not listening, don't worry, it's a seed. Amen. One day that seed, it will bloom. Amen. Huh? It will develop roots. And you'll be shocked that this one has changed by Jesus. Amen. You'll be shocked. So don't be ashamed. Just keep sharing. Amen. Tell another say, just keep sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if you don't have any ambition to be a pastor, you have a responsibility to speak of his deeds, Amen. To talk of his wondrous works. Amen. You must. One day I was talking to one of my former colleagues, and he was explaining to me his religion. Do you understand? And what they believe, the gentleman is an Indian, and so what they believe that when you die, you just take another form. Maybe you die, after you die, you become a dog for some time, and then afterwards, maybe you become a what? An elephant. Then after some time, you become a tree. Then after some time, you just change form. Every time you die, you just change form. And I said to him, that thing doesn't make sense to me. You know, by the time I finished, the guy was scratching his head. And he said, actually, I'm not even religious. I'm not even religious. But the things I said to him, he couldn't really. It was a seed that I planted. Amen. Your colleague needs you. Your classmates need you. Yes. One of my daughters here at church, she told me that at school, especially during these COVID times, because normally our schools, especially in the townships, you'll have pastors who go and preach there, right? So during the COVID times, they didn't allow anybody. I don't think they even were having those gatherings. What do you call them again? Assemblies. So Satan ebezenze lalapha. So one time, one of the children started manifesting demons. And when another one would try to help, the demon would jump to that one. Then somebody tried to pray and the demon jumped into the person who was trying to pray. Hey! Even your classmates need the little that you know about Jesus so that you can tell them. Put your hands together for the Lord. What number are we on? Number two. I've said this one. Number three. This is how you can express. Okay? Keep reading from where you left off.
Verse 10. Mm-hmm. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. What this means is have the desire to know him. Push your neighbor, say neighbor. Have the desire to know the Lord. Even the desire is important. Just the desire. So number three, you have to seek him. You have to get to know him. You have to get to understand him. Your knowledge, your understanding of him, your relationship with him must be continuously or ever growing. Amen. If your knowledge of God is the same as 2 years ago and hasn't changed, you are backsliding. I didn't say you're coming to church, or I said your knowledge, your relationship, your intimacy, your depths of intimacy and understanding of your God. If it is not growing, you are backsliding. If it's in the same level all the time, you are backsliding. Not what somebody told you about him. Not what pastor said during his preaching. What you receive. Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father in heaven has revealed this unto you. It's a personal encounter that you have and keep having with the Lord. So you must desire that. Let me read it in the Amplified. You know, the Amplified, it has a way of making the thing make sense. What verse was that? 10. Verse 11. In the Amplified, it says, seek the Lord and his strength. It says, yearn for and seek his face and to be in his presence continually. Not once, not sometimes, continually. Long for him, long for his presence, long to live in his presence continually. Someone say continually. Yeah. One of the things that shocked me about God this year is that I discovered that from the point that Satan or Lucifer was discovered that he had pride to the point that God acted took millions of years. That shocked me. It took millions of years. From the point where God found out that Lucifer is proud. Think about it, Nontlanta. The Bible says he convinced 1/3 of the angels. The angels are many. If you read the book of Revelations, you will see John will tell you that it's like he couldn't count them. The numbers that he used, he would say thousand of thousand and thousand times thousand. Like, in other words, he was saying, hey, baning labantu. And there are still so many after 1/3 has gone. Now imagine how many 1/3 are. So, Lucifer must have had the time to convince millions upon billions of angels. And to turn them against God. They had a lot of time. And he convinced the inhabitants of the earth. He had a lot of time to corrupt them. To the point that God became so angry that he destroyed the earth. I said, God, why did you take so much time? But I learned something about him. And me, somebody asked me, tell me about your relationship with God. And I said to the person, this is my relationship with God. What I see him do, I want to do the same thing. I just want to be like him. If I find out that Jesus has a Chinese accent, I'll go learn it. Because I just want to be like him. So because of what I noticed, now I don't just react. When I see something happen or someone says something or something, I don't just jump into reaction. I learned it from my God. As I seek him, I discover another side of him. As I seek him, I discover another. As I seek him, I keep discovering new things. And I'm being transformed by them. Amen. One of the things I learned this year is that God lives in light. I said, how do you do that? He lives in light. Number one, the Bible says he is light. Number two, it says he lives in the light. Hey. Number four. Keep reading. I want
verse 12.
Go, yeah.
Remember his marvelous works.
Remember his marvelous works
that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
Tell and never say remember. This is sometimes where the problem is. We forget. Learn to remember what God has done for you. Learn to remember. When you remember, you will most likely be grateful. When you forget, you will stop being grateful. Me, Nomsa, I'd never read a book and finished it until I got born again. I learned how to read a book and finished it in church. And I asked myself that what future did I plan to have where I was not reading? You're not saying amen because some of you've never read a book and finished it. Even your eyelids are starting to turn gray, but you've never read and finished a book. When I remember where I come from, I have to say thank you. When I remember where my life was going without Jesus, and the sins that I was struggling with, I have to thank him. When we forget, we start to venture in the realm of madness. We start being stupid when we forget. Some of us, when you are getting married, you are a nobody, a zero. And Shemias, usisi wabantu wakuthanda unjalo. Now you've pocketed some little money. Now there are some people who call you sir, mister. Now this woman is just like a iskoroponje that you wipe the floor with. You've forgotten. Tell her never say, you've forgotten. You've forgotten. Some of you, the way you shout at your parents, you think that you are talking to your friend. I remember when I was in primary school some years, many years ago, you know, my family moved a lot. And in KZN, after my parents got married, we moved to Pietermaritzburg in KZN. And in those days, it was rough. Situation was tough. And we didn't have a car. We had absolutely nothing. And back in those days, I used to play sports at school. And I remember one time we had a tournament that was playing at night. And my father, after work, instead of going home, he came to this tournament. And let's say the tournament finished around 9 o'clock at night. And we had no transport, we had no nothing. Taxis are finished around that time. And we had to walk maybe a distance from here to Pretoria West. And we were walking at night, the two of us. Walking at night. Because his son was playing at whatever. And we didn't have a car, but he said, I'll go with him. The next day he was going to work and we were walking. At night. We are walking. Hush. When I remember such things, how can I not say thank you to such a person? The problem is forgetting. When you forget, you cannot express thanksgiving. So you have to keep reminding yourself what the Lord has done for you. You have to keep reminding yourself of the good people that are in your life. You have to remember. 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 Otherwise, you become foolish. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, you look like you've already forgotten. You look like. You know, as pastors, you know, the way we do things is like we do it unto the Lord. So whether you appreciate it or not, whether you are grateful or not, we are just doing it as unto the Lord. Do you understand? I was telling them a story during the week where a pastor was invited to preach at the church, Bishop Doug. A very powerful church in America, in Hollywood, in America. Do you know Hollywood? That's where they make the movies. That's where the movie stars live. So he went to a church where one of the big stars in America goes to. Do you know Denzel Washington? Uh-huh. And so he preached. Bishop Doug has a message called Loyalty and Disloyalty. I'll preach it one day in the church. And when he preached, when he finished, the pastor that had invited him was very happy. What a powerful message. Thank you for blessing us. But the assistant in the church was angry. The assistant pastor. He was very angry. What type of message is loyalty? Nonsense. And so Bishop Doug left, and the following year, the pastor invited him again. Do you understand? And Bishop Doug says he forgot what he preached the previous year. And he preached loyalty and disloyalty again. And the pastor who invited him was very happy. No, thank you for blessing us. You know, this message, you keep bringing different dimensions to it. We like it. But the assistant pastor was so angry. And he said, is this the only message that this guy knows? Loyalty. And doesn't he know other things? And Bishop Doug left. The third year, the pastor invited him again. You see, this pastor was being blessed. He keeps bringing him back. And Bishop Doug had forgotten what he preached the previous 2 years. And he preached loyalty and disloyalty again for the third time. This time the assistant pastor, can I borrow your book? He took, because he wrote a book, Loyalty and Disloyalty. He took the book, threw it to the ground. And he stepped on it. Said, this is not a book. This is not a book. This is rubbish. And the pastor who had invited him was happy that, wow, you are blessing us with this loyalty and disloyalty message. I hear you've gone home. Then one day, the pastor of this church in Hollywood, with all the movie stars that attend there, called his assistant pastor. And the assistant pastor started having an argument with his pastor. And he started shouting at his pastor. And when his pastor was trying to, then the guy dropped the call just like that. You know, on a cell phone, you know, you press, but if it was back in there, he would have and dropped the call on his ear like that. So his pastor called him again. And he said, you dropped the phone on me. And he said to him, when I met you, you were a drunkard. You didn't know Jesus. You are just a drunkard. And I came and I told her about Jesus. Now you know how to shout at me. Now you know how to drop the phone on me. You see, forgetting. Forgetting. And then the pastor said to him, this will be the last time you drop the phone on me. And the pastor just hung up. A few days later, he got a call that that guy is in hospital. And he got a phone call that they had to amputate his leg. The same leg that he was. They amputated it. And a few days later, he died. Why? Forgetting. Forgetting. So we always must express our thanksgiving by remembering. Amen. When you remember, you will not go mad. Amen. You won't. Like it happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Because he was saying, this is my kingdom that I built. Then God said, okay, just switch off the brain. He became an animal for 7 years. When God switched on the brain again, he said, there's only one God. There's only one God. I said, ah, now the brain is working. Tell him, I said, never forget. Don't forget. That's why I'm establishing every first Sunday of every month. We must say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, I think about sanity. The way I understand someone who is insane is someone who is alive, but is off. He lives every day, wakes up every day, eats every day, does something, goes somewhere, but he's not aware. That must be the most painful thing. He's aging, he's growing, he's becoming bigger, his hair is becoming white, but he's unaware. Then the area where we live, there's this other white gentleman who's got hairstyle like Jesus, long hair, beard, and every morning he's walking like this, a white guy. Every morning you'll see him walking like this with an orange shirt and a green short. Every day. In the peak of winter, when it's cold, he'll be there with his orange shirt and his green short, and he'll be walking. It's like, where are you going? He's just walking. We must remember. That's why I like Hlengwe's song. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. When I remember, what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. No, 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 no. No. Neighbor, say, let's remember the Lord. Let's remember. Let's remember. And may you remember the people who have been good to you. Remember. Husband and wives, remember, remember, remember. Sister, remember that this brother liked you. He liked you. And out of all the brothers that have been involved in your life, he said, I want to marry you. He wants to make you a woman. Wants to honor you. Amen. Remember. Amen. So that one day you don't. Ah, ah, ah! You've forgotten. Are there any sisters who have forgotten in the church? And I close with this, number 5. Read verse 28 and verse 29.
Verse 28. Give unto the Lord ye kindness of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Hallelujah. So number 5, you express thanksgiving by giving. Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord. Till I never say, give unto the Lord. Give. Give. Many people struggle with giving unto the Lord. They struggle. Many people struggle with paying tithes. So, Pastor, now you're born in Nan. It will forever be Nan until you decide to give. Because the Bible says, give and it shall be given. Until you give, it will always be Nan. In fact, it's even going to finish and it's going to dry up. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Giving to God is a way of expressing thanks. It's a way of expressing thanks. It's a way of expressing gratitude by giving. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, amen now is a...
Amen.
I have been preaching for some time now. I see the ones who give, I see the ones who don't give. That's all I'm going to say. The life speaks for itself. You don't need any interpretation. The life talks for itself. I've noticed that those who pay tithes in the church, their tithe is forever growing. Recently, I paid my tithe and my heart was so broken, but broken in a good way, not like broken in a bad way. I was touched. Ever since I left my job, it was the first time I paid a tithe. Do you understand? A tithe. I think it was about 60 rand. And I said, Lord, this reminds me of when I started paying tithes. Ever. And I was so grateful to give a tithe to my God. Wow. You struggle with it. Okay, it's fine. But let me tell you, here's a testimony he gave it to you. He said he heard the message and started giving. And then things just started working. Things that just started opening up. He's still giving. And they are yet going to open up. He thought that they will open up. They haven't started. They are still going to open up. I mean, when God gives someone you don't know, he says, God told me I want to give to your church. Someone say levels. Yeah. Levels. Someone you don't know. So learn to give to God. Learn to give to God. Yes. Tell your neighbor, say, learn to give to God. Yes. It is a way that you express your gratitude. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus and give him praise. Hey, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Make paraba shandiri bara yendora bashianda. You know, of late, let me not go there. Let's rise to our feet. In my preaching, I don't know whether I dialed your number, but if I did dial your number, I just want you to talk to your God concerning what you heard today. And I just want you to thank him. Because I told you there's two ways. There's one way you use words to thank him. And there's another way where you have to express it by actions. Hallelujah. So I want you to thank him today. Celebrate him. Thank him for what he has done for you. Thank him for providing for you. Thank him. You know, there are some things that we don't know. And sometimes we do things ignorantly without knowing that we are in the wrong. But God keeps having mercy on us, keeps forgiving us, keeps liking us, keeps protecting us, keeps providing for us. His behavior is not necessarily determined by what we do to some aspect, you know, to some respect. Whether you like God or you don't like God, he still gives you the air, you still breathe. He still gives you his sunshine. He still gives you, whether you like him or not, he's a good God. Hallelujah. Express your thanks to him, your thanks to him. Express your gratitude. Begin to thank him. Just say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth. Thank him. Thank him for salvation. Thank you that your mind, 100% of your mind is working. Thank him that your mind has not been switched off. Some here might have been disappointed that their lives are not going the way that they expected them to go or wanted them to go. But let me advise you, thank him. Thank him. Appreciate him. At least you are still alive. And if you are still alive, it means that your opportunity is still coming. Celebrate him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Le prata ka pariyanderebo siara. Le pasha ka pariyanderebes. Lozapaya kataria protocosia para. Repata kapara basheke. Repaka pariyanderebo siara. Rapasha kapariyarebosi. Murabashia predocoros. Repaka parabasia prede. Reshake prokotokorosoros. Imparabasianderebosi. Father, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. You know, when my wife fell pregnant with our daughter, you know, it never dawned on me that I was going to be a father until the 7th month when we went for the, what do you call that thing? The sauna. So when I saw that there's a human being in her womb, I said, hey, I'm going to be a father. And when I realized that I was going to be a father, I started worrying. I said, as the doctor was doing, I was trying to check, are all the hands there? Is it two arms? Is it 2 feet? I started worrying. Do you have the power that when you give birth, your child will have 2 legs? Mm-hmm. It's all by the grace of God. If you actually think about it deeply, you realize that it's only the grace of God. Only the grace of God. Somebody was testifying some weeks, month ago, that their boss's child was pregnant or something like that, and the doctor told them that the child is missing some ligaments and what have you. What do you do when you hear news like that? But you look at your children, both feet, both hands, stomach, eyes, everything is there. You won't say thank you. Someone say thank you, Jesus. Someone say thank you, Jesus. I can't hear you say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, Lord, I return the glory to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. When I remember, when I remember what the Lord has done, I will back anymore. Oh, when
you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.